Goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye, Charlie. There's my box. I want to go. You park the car there and come into the drugstore. This is the drugstore. You're born with such a good heart. That's what. Don't tell me anything.
We love you.
And I hope you have your father's good sense and your mother's. And that's all you need in this world. It's just like a picture in my face. The way I used to kiss you and hug you, you're a little devil. I used to just kiss you and hug you.
Where'd you kiss me?
I never mind, but I can kiss you. I'm in a good place.
Uh-huh. You born when?
1904. Harry and Joe and Jaime and my sister Anna. And when we got here, we lived on Jarvis Avenue, which at that time was Wellington Crescent. People didn't know any other place. So Jarvis Avenue was Wellington Crescent. And we lived there for a year or so. Then I went to Aberdeen School.
Yeah.
And I was there a couple years. And then my cousin, Oretsky, suggested we buy a house on Selkirk Avenue. It used to be his, 678 Selkirk Avenue. So we moved in there, and we lived there for a long time. I went to school there, to the King Edward School, and then I went to the St. John's High School. And when I was in St. John's, the teacher offered to give me a job, and I said that I didn't write my exams. He says, you don't have to. I was a good student, and he kind of liked me, Mr. He was a very nice teacher. And so I went up to this place and applied to the job, and I had two braids in the back. I didn't know any better. Two braids with like this, crossed over. And I applied for the job. And this fellow that interviewed me, the boss, it was in an office that where there was 10 boys registered. They were accountants. They used to come in to register, and the boss was in there too. And we had an office right there with them. Mm-hmm. There was a special place. We had an office. So I got acquainted with the boys, and don't ask. And don't ask. I was, you know,
when
young.
You got acquainted.
I got introduced to them. I got to know them.
Yeah.
And they were very.
They took you out?
Oh, they asked me every day.
Yeah.
But there was one I used to go out with. So that one that I went out with, he proposed to me to get married. And he wanted to go meet my folks. So I said, no, I says, my people will never allow me to marry outside of our religion. So that was finished. And I worked here for 2 years.
What about the braids? You never finished.
The braids, oh yeah, the boss told me. He says, you know, you're quite satisfactory to me, but I'll tell you what, when you come in the morning, take those two braids off and make yourself a bun in the back. You look older. I was so young, you know.
How old are you?
I don't know, I was about 16 or 17, I guess, I don't know, 16. Yes. Anyways, I worked there for 2 years. He was satisfied. And then I met Herb through my friend, my girlfriend, Beulah. Forget her second name. Anyways, she was a chum of mine, so she introduced me to Herb. He took me home with a car. He had a car as big as this block. With yellow wheels, it was one of the best, the Chrysler. And he had a business on Portage Avenue, making furs, cotton, you know, making for clothes and so on. So he fell in love with me.
Did your parents like her?
Hey?
Did your parents like her?
Did I want?
Your mother and father, did they like Seda?
Oh, well, my mother said he was a little too old for me.
Yeah?
My mother, she thought I should marry Prince of Wales. You know, my mother, there was nobody too good for me. So finally, anyways, I told her I wanted to marry him because I loved him. So we got married, and they all took us to the depot. We went. We went to Kenora, Ontario. That was the nicest place that time. It was a summer resort. Mm-hmm. It had, a beautiful place there. I forget the name of it. You take the boat on the corner and it takes you out there in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And it's a gorgeous lake and you can swim and there's people there that rent cottages. Oh, we loved it. So we used to go out there every day and come back in the evening. We had our meals there. And
Was Zeta romantic?
Yeah, he was different than what he was afterwards. He had too much on his head, you know, to carry on with business. But he was very nice. And I enjoyed it. And then we came home. And after Raymond finished high school, we were in Norwood for about 25 years. So I decided, and I sent all Eakins and Hudson Bay store down to Raymond. He had all the boys from Norwood, they were like this with him. So they all were together, and when I sent them all the parcels, they used to write me letters. There's no place left at Eakins and Bay. Well, anyway.
He used to give his friends presents?
Well, I used to send them the food there, and I sent them so often, you know. So they used to ask me in the letters if there's any food left over at Eakins and Bay. Anyways, I decided I was going to move to Wellington Crescent. I always had that in my head, that I was going to be just so. So I took a fellow, he had dark hair, salesman. And I went out with him looking. I looked so long and so forth and so on. In the meantime, Herb bought a college, he bought a real estate, a place where we could build our home on the Crescent, because I kept always telling Crescent. So anyways, a little ways down, there was the Kennedys were going to get their divorce. So she called me, I went in there, and I looked around at the house. It was a beautiful home. It had a winding staircase like this, you know. It was just gorgeous, that place. It was right by the river. And then they had a sunroom you had to write a book about. It had windows up to the floor on both sides and seats on each side. It was just good, and a fireplace in the center. And then downstairs was a fireplace, and it had beautiful living room, beautiful dining room, beautiful kitchen, and the sunroom. It was outstanding. So I asked her the price. She said $16,500. Oh, after seeing 30 and 35, I thought this was a bargain. So I said to her, I said, you wait till my husband comes and sees it. She says, yes. So I brought Herb, and Herb says, that's the most wonderful. Remember Wellington Crescent? You were too young.
I've seen it.
You were too young. It was a beautiful walk way down to the river. Gorgeous sidewalk, you know. It had
grass. That sounds about funny, isn't it?
So listen. So we were there, and we moved in. After I got all settled, we lived there for 6 years. Then the floods came in 1950. It flooded the basement. It flooded the living room. I sent my piano that Elaine has, I sent it to the storage. But the other furniture I put upstairs. And finally, anyways, after we came back, we got all the furniture and all, and Herb said, "You know what? I'm not living here." I said, "Why?" He says, "I can't catch my breath." He had asthma, like your mother. He says, "I can't catch my breath. I cough and cough. I need a chill." When I heard that, I says, "Well, I wouldn't interfere with your health." I says, "Go and see if you, where are you going to find a place?" He says, "I look around not far from here." So he found a place on, what is the name of the place? On
Rosin
Road over here, 184. He found that place, and it was beautiful inside. Remember? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember.
Sure.
It was beautiful, had a lovely living room and a place a sitting room, and it had a fireplace, and then off the hall we had another two bedrooms. There was a bathroom and a kitchen, and then upstairs it was just gorgeous. It was nicer than my place. It had a winding staircase, and it had a lovely entrance, you know.
I remember eating, I used to go and eat corn and play checkers with Sweeney. Remember that? We used to have a game for the kids.
You had a what? A game thing, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this is my part of my life story. Now, would you believe it?
That's pretty good.
I told it to you in a quick way, didn't I?
Yeah.
And then he passed away in 1972. He wasn't well. And that the asthma got him in the end. He passed away in 1972. And so I moved from there. I moved in here. And it was only $235. Now I pay $462, and it'll be raised again.
Yeah.
462. So I moved in here, and I like it out the way I got my furniture placed. It looks very nice. You know?
And what?
11 years I've been here. Is that? I gotta go and get my audience. Are you crazy? What I think of them, they're part of my life. That's what I think of.
Who's part of your life?
They're all part of my life.
With your children?
Well, certainly. And so is Elaine and Raymond.
Yeah.
They're part of my life. There's no such thing as what do you think of them. I don't love them at all.
You don't love them?
Why should I? They're just grandchildren.
What do you mean they're just grandchildren?
I'm just feeling...
You don't love your grandchildren?
Yes, I do. Say, you don't want these swingers, eh?
No.
At time he split one Jewish girl he was married to.
Who?
Johnny Carson.
What about him?
And now he's split with a second wife.
How do you know this?
It says here, right here, Johnny Carson and wife split.
You believe that?
Well, it must be. They wouldn't write it unless it was there.
Who's this? It was Michael Landon.
No,
is
this is Landon. I don't, yeah, that's him. I heard he went on a drunk.
What?
He used to drink a lot. I'll turn down.
Okay, I gotta go.
All right, listen, thanks.
That's nice to see you, though. So I'm gonna go from, well, maybe I'll see you before I call Connie.
Yeah, I'll have to see him kind of dead.
But I'm glad to leave tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyways, you phone me when you get back. And tell Mother that you had to go. And take care of yourself.